Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 391, the four stanzas. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. On thee alone my hope relies. Let me thy kindness know. And what follows, 391, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of the Psalms, and there of Psalm 4, to the chief musician, Aneganoth, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good, Lord? Lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. We hope to remember in prayer our oldest member, Mrs. H. A. Munce, who hopes to turn 94 in the day of tomorrow, and the Bethesda residents and staff. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, a faithful and good-doing God, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, thou who hast everything in thy hand, and thou fulfillest all thy counsel, then it has pleased thee that thou wast spared and cared for us during the night, that we may leave the old year behind, and that we may enter the new year. Then thou wast given in this morning that the sun may arise. And, O Lord, then also in this morning hour, when we stand on the threshold of a new year, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. May it please thee in this hour to grant unto us and our children what we cannot give unto ourselves, and that is a humble and a broken heart under thy long suffering and under thy great mercies, where thou hast yet made a difference, yea, a great difference with others who have begun the past year, but who have not come to the end. They are lying under the earth. Their soul is in eternity. we may still have a place upon the earth, where body and soul may be united, then we may still be in the precious day of grace, when thou yet calleth unto us in our children, if ye will inquire, inquire, return, come. Then in this morning hour, then the thought shall multiply. There are mourning families in our midst, a family that hopes to bring a dear father to the cemetery in the day of tomorrow, and another family in the coming week. Oh, wilt thou remember, and wilt thou uphold them, and that the callings may be sanctified. Remember all the mourning ones. In our midst, may we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Then there are many temporal needs, and so many different ways, and they are all so great. Then when we stand on the threshold of a new year, in this serious and solemn times, then the fears, they can be great, and they can be manifold. May they be laid all before thee. But Lord, our greatest need is, when we have entered into the new year, when we may gather round about thy holy word in thy house and in our dwellings, then the most important matter is the welfare of our never-dying soul, because soul lost, that is all lost. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee that in this day and in this year, that thou may work mightily, irresistibly, by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, that is that exalted King, that thou may ride upon the white horse of victory, that thou may take many an arrow and shoot them into the hearts of the king's enemies, that they may be wounded, that they may be slain on the battlefield of free and sovereign grace, that they may be carried out, and that they may become a poor and a needy sinner, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord as a lost, a hell-worthy sinner, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. Ah, may it please thee to draw by thy love, because there is not one amongst us that can resist thy love. May we be given each at the beginning of this new year to examine where our journey is to, with an impression that our time can be so short. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may keep us from an unexpected, but above all from an unprepared death, because what shall it be to have sat under the precious truth those special invitations to inquire, to return, and to come, and that we have not willed that thou be king over us. Lord, spare us, that we build not upon sandy foundations. Remember thy children. May it be a good year. May it be a profitable year. And may they experience further uncovering, but also much of thy love, and also the fountain of that love, and that is thy dear Son, the finished work in the state of his humiliation, and the continual work in the state of his exaltation at thy right hand. Lord, may there be those souls that may have the question, because there can be many riddles, there can be mysterious ways. Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Am I thine, or am I not? To that end, Lord, begin where it is missing, and where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant that further work. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace. Wilt thou help, remember, strengthen, and encourage the consistory, who is sufficient unto these things, when the seed of thy holy word, when it may be sown on the Lord's day, and also during the week. And may that seed fall on well-prepared hearts, and may it bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Remember the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to instruct their children in the aforesaid doctrine, accompanied by a godly example and by unceasing prayer. We commend our Christian school unto thee, the school board, and their weighty and responsible task. Wilt thou help them under these extraordinary circumstances, together with the principals, the administration, the teachers, the bus drivers, the volunteers, the many who may labor with and in our school. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May thy word be blessed among Jew and Gentile. Remember all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember all thy servants, those that are old, those that are weak. May their numbers be increased, the number of students in this year. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. Remember our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team, the family circles, where on these special days the separation shall be felt and experienced. May they be given to experience in the midst of all their labors, that thou art an everywhere present God, and that their labors may be richly blessed. Lord, remember all the special needs, the temporal needs. They are manifold, and they are great. Remember all our elderly ones. I remember our Bethesda, the staff and the residents under trying times. Thou art speaking, and may that speaking be used, and may it be accompanied by the work of thy Spirit for the eternal saving of souls among the residents and among the staff. Ah, Lord, what a wonder it would be if also in our Bethesda, if it would please thee to grant a revival, that it would be heard that the Lord is doing great things. Then we commend them all unto thee, all the sick and afflicted. Remember the father in a serious and in a slow condition. Then we commend him for body and soul unto thee. Remember his wife, remember the family circle. And may it please thee to remember all the residents' healing and strength where it is needed. Remember all under the physician's care, those taking treatments in different ways. And may it be blessed by thee, and may the callings be sanctified. We may acknowledge thee that a young daughter who had surgery in the past evening, that thou hast helped her out, that thou hast helped her through, and that in this morning hour, that she may be privileged to return to her dwelling, to her parents. Ah, Lord, a grand, a humble, and a broken heart, and that this calling where thou art speaking, my daughter, give me thy heart, and may she receive a willing heart, and then to come, may the calling be sanctified. Remember all those that are near and dear unto her. We remember the handicapped ones, the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind. Ah, well, to grant them courage from day to day, from week to week, and may their eyes be upon thee above all things, save their never-dying souls. Wilt thou remember all those who may lovingly care for them, Lord? Remember all those that have lost dear ones, the widowers, the widows, the orphans, those that have brought children to the cemetery. The day of yesterday was not an easy day, but also this day, ah, Lord, wilt thou uphold and wilt thou remember them all. We commend unto thee the family circles. May love abound between husband and wife, between parents and children, when it is different. May they be given to inquire, may they be given to return and to come. Lord, wilt thou grant a thankful heart for the manifold blessings, the good things, the precious things, which thou was yet left in our midst under these different and distressing times. And may it be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. But, O Lord, may thy word, may thy speaking be blessed in a rich measure, in the year of which we have begun. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask Thee for Thy help, we may acknowledge Thee for Thy help in the past, and may also in this morning and in this year our eyes be upon Thee, and may the labors be richly blessed for the glory of Thy name and for the coming of Thy kingdom, that many among young and old may be given to inquire, to return and to come, Lord. Let it not be that we must have to be in the midst of this people as a weeping Jeremiah of old, where he was in the midst of a people that were not willing to listen to the admonishments, of people that were not willing to inquire, of people that were not given to return, and of people that were not given to come, Lord, cause Thy face to shine upon us, and then we shall be saved. Wilt Thou anoint with fresh oil from above? Wilt Thou grant strength? Wilt Thou grant courage? Wilt Thou grant love? Then we commend unto Thee all those that may have an active part in the church services. We remember our custodians, the doorkeepers of Thy house, in the midst of their labors. May they be given to experience that it is better to dwell in the house of the Lord as a keeper than elsewhere, and to experience Thy favor. Remember our organists, who may have a part, who may lead the congregational singing, Lord. Wilt Thou grant by Thy Holy Spirit that they may be given to experience in their hearts what they may play, where they may lead the congregation. Remember those that may take care of the sound, the recordings. Lord, remember all the different committees. The needs are manifold. We humbly ask Thee to remember and bless the hearers in this morning hour. May we be found in this year to remember one another at the throne of grace. May there be many Aarons and many hers. Lord, have mercy. Mercy upon us and our children. And then on the first day of the year, then it behooves us to acknowledge and confess that our sins, they are great and they are manifold. Then we need that precious child who was born in the stable, laid in a manger, suffered and died, rose again the third day, ascended into heaven, and sitteth at Thy right hand, where from thence He may gather, defend, and preserve His church. Lord, may it be our concern that we may be a living member of that living church, of that living King. What we forget, forget it not. Grant Thy blessing. What awaits and needs Thy blessing? Lord, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. A Psalter 6, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. But now the Lord has set apart the man of godly life and heart to be his favored one for aye. Jehovah hears me when I pray. And what follows, Psalter 6, the stanzas 3 through 6. Beloved congregation of Pitcher Butte, the brothers in the consistory, the custodians, the doorkeepers of the house of God, our organists, who may lead the congregational singing, the catechism classes, the confession of faith class, all the organizations and committees for the welfare of the congregation, our Bethesda, the board, and the staff and the residents under trying circumstances, the school board, all those who may labor in the school, and the students, all the family circles, and then we make mention in a special way of all the mourning ones amongst us, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the ones that are under the physician's care, in a special way, the handicapped ones, the crosses and burdens. Then in this morning hour, then we wish you all the Lord's indispensable blessing for the year of our Lord, 2020. Then we wish to thank the congregation, young and old, for the many tokens of love, family pictures, and the many good wishes for the new year, and may the Lord fulfill them. We stand on the threshold of a new year, the year of our Lord 2020, that declares unto us that it is the Lord's year, that time that is a gift from above, that tells us that the Lord reigneth, and then we would do well, each and every one of us, to examine our heart, whether by free and sovereign grace, whether he has become our Lord through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, through the loving and the powerful operation of the Holy Spirit, whether we and our children, what we have heard in the past evening, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? And then the watchman was given to declare that the morning cometh. And so the Lord, in his great mercy, has given unto us and our children that we may exit the last year, and that we may enter this new year. Then surely, congregation, then the Lord in his goodness and in his great mercy, then he yet makes a difference where there is no difference. There are those that have begun the last year with us, and whom the Lord has brought into eternity, we may still be in the precious day of grace. And then should it not be our question whether we have given heed, O young and old, have you thought about those words, what the watchman has said to the children of Edom, if ye will inquire, inquire, return, come. Have you thought about those words, if ye will? Young and old, that means that if you refuse to come and bow before the King of Kings and ask to be cleansed from all your sins, that it is your own fault. Christ has said in John 5, verse 40, that ye will not come, that ye might have life. May that become our guilt. May it please the God of all grace. Oh, it is true. The needs, the cares, and the fears, they are manifold. When we stand on the threshold of a new year, but the most important is that our soul may be saved. And now there can be many questions at the beginning of another year, and then also discouragement. What a dangerous thing that can be for us and our children with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 4, the verses 6, 7, and 8, where God's word in our text reads thus, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Our text words speak of a blessed childlike faith, a portrayed for us and our children on New Year's Day, with four thoughts in the first place, the trials of faith. In the second place, the prayer by faith. In the third place, the gladness in faith. And in the fourth place, the rest through faith. A blessed childlike faith portrayed for us and our children on New Year's Day. The trials of faith, the prayer by faith, the gladness in faith, and the rest through faith. Then we read over this solemn to the chief musician on Neganoth, a solemn of David. And then it is clear in this solemn that David had his troubles and his trials, not proven when he has penned this solemn by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, very likely under a time when he was persecuted. And then what has a David done, boys and girls, young and old? Then he was given to cry unto the Lord, hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Thus then we hear that in the life of David, in his great need, and in his great distress, that he has not forgotten what the Lord has done in the past. Oh, that in the midst of his trials and in the midst of his troubles, that the Lord has enlarged him, that the Lord has helped him. And to that end, he was given to cry unto the Lord. Congregation, if there is a need of anything in the year of our Lord 2021, perhaps I have mentioned 20, we are a year further, then there is need of much an unceasing prayer. The Lord has declared, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. And then a David, he was given to turn and to instruct his fellow men. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, young and old? Is that still our picture? Oh, not to despise the precious things that the Lord gives, but are we still seeking the vain things of this world, where we shall never be satisfied? And then a David, when he has spoken to his fellow men, then he was given to lay close to their heart, that there is yet a people whom the Lord has chosen, a willing people in the day of his power. Because then he has said, but know that the Lord has set apart that is godly for himself. May I ask you, congregation, have you now become one of those godly ones, a godly boy or girl, man or woman, whether young or old, whom the Lord has set apart, that we have been wrought upon? Ah, that we have learned to inquire, that we have learned to return, because those godly ones that means to be like God. And Paul has written in Romans 8 verse 29 that the church of God becomes conformable to the image of Jesus Christ. And then those godly one learns that they are so ungodly, that they are guilty, that they are sinners, nevertheless set apart, as we read in this solemn. And then he has added to his fellow man, oh, a fitting text for the evening that has gone by, a stand in awe and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Has that now taken place in the night that has gone by, that upon your bed that you were given to meditate upon the past year, what the Lord has done and what we have done? And then there is a seal of further instruction in verse 5. And now our text words, O then a David, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then he is given to look above the circumstances. No, he did not deny the circumstances. He has heard it. He has experienced it in his own heart. There be many that say, who will show us any good? When we stand on the threshold of a new year, then what a fears and what a concerns there can be. Perhaps, congregation, that we do not even dare to say it, fears in the hearts of our boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged, and the elderly. And surely there are many reasons to fear in these solemn and in these serious and trying times. There be many that say, who must we now understand by those many? Ah, then a David, in the midst of his trials, when he was persecuted at different times, a David had many a trouble in his life, many difficulties and many impossibilities. Ah, there are many that say, that is that unbelief in the life of a child of God that makes God so small and that magnifies the circumstances. There be many that say, ah, when we are discouraged, we have mentioned it, congregation, What a dangerous thing that discouragement can be for us and our children, even concerning our temporal life. But young and old, may we be given to remember also in this year whatever shall come upon us, and how impossible and how dark it seems, when it seems that it can no more. May we then receive an impression that there is that mighty God that sitteth in the heavens, that reigneth over all. Oh, examples in the scripture of a people that were discouraged. In Numbers 21, when the children of Israel were coming close to the promised land, when they had a desire to travel over the king's highway through the land of Edom, when they were refused, then we read in Numbers 21, verse 4, that they became much discouraged on the way. Who will show us any good can be in the way of bodily infirmities? The Lord remembered the handicapped and the sick ones amongst us. Think of the woman with the issue of blood, when she went from one doctor to another and she grew worse. Her money was disappearing. Oh, there were many. Many shall say, who shall show us any good? Oh, when it becomes so hopeless. The prophet Jeremiah has written in Lamentations 3, verse 18, "And I said, my strength and hope has perished from the Lord." Oh, it can also be, may we be kept, that under the circumstances, that we do not only become discouraged, but that we become careless, and that we do not use the means, also the means of grace. David has said, "There be many that say," then he is given to speak of a people that was given to utter those words. "And now there be many that say, but what all dwells in our heart?" And now concerning that word "many," that in the original can also refer to a chief and to a captain. "There be many that say, who will show us any good?" Where do we find that word the first time in the Bible? That word "good." In Genesis 1, verse 4. After the creation of the first day. And then in Genesis 1, we read that the Lord saw everything that he had made, that it was good. And in Genesis 1, verse 31, at the end of the sixth day, when Adam and Eve were created, the jewel of creation, then it is written it was very good. Thus the reason of the question of David, it is because of our sin. There be many that say, who will show us any good? And when we think of the chief ones in this world, then under the judgments of the Lord, oh, alas, alas, there are so few leaders in this world that acknowledge that the Lord reigneth. And then it is clear that also the leaders, they do not have an answer. And then under all the circumstances, then it is clear that many are puzzled in this world, that they are given to experience that without the blessing of the Lord, the means cannot and shall not avail. There be many that say, who will show us any good? We would now ask the leaders of the different nations, with the debt that is increasing, that has increased so alarmingly, how must that debt now ever be paid off? Then they will have to answer that they do not have an answer. There be many that say, who will show us any good? When we consider the church, I read in Lamentations 4, verse 1, the gold has become dim, not to despise. The Lord still has a remnant. May in this year, by the sovereign good pleasure of the Lord, may that remnant greatly be increased amongst us, among young and old. When in the family circles there can be distressing circumstances, who will show us any good? When we consider our hearts, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who shall know it? Who will show us any good? Our second thought, the prayer by faith. Then a David, in his distressful circumstances, then he was not given to remain to dwell upon his trials, his difficulties, his impossibilities, but then he was given to look upward by the work of the Holy Spirit, by true saving faith. And then we read in our text words, Lord, that is Jehovah, Exodus 3, verse 14, I am that I am. We read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord has given his holy word for instruction and for encouragement. The Lord has done many wonders in the scriptures. The Lord has done many wonders throughout the history of the church. And now the Lord is the same today. Then David is given to look upwards with a view upon the divine attributes. Then his hope may be revived. Oh, in our first point, do we not read of a David in Psalm 42, verse 5, O my soul, why art thou cast down and disquieted within me? But then he was given to add, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise them for the help of his countenance. And that a David is given to exercise by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And then we read, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. What does a David mean? Lift thou up the light of thy countenance. Oh, that the light may shine in the darkness. Has an old Zechariah not prophesied in a song in Luke 1, the verses 78 and 79, of that day spring that would arise over them that sit in darkness and those that dwell in the shadow of death? Oh, the light of his countenance, that means his friendly face, that means his divine favor, that speaks of experience in that blessed communion. Oh, that reconciliation, that speaks of prosperity, that speaks of a revelation of the Lord, that speaks that the church may hear his voice, because in verse 3, David has already expressed, the Lord will hear when I will call unto him. And now David, in that petition expressed by true saving faith, Oh, that the light of his countenance, that the day spring may arise, that the Son of Righteousness may arise with healing in his wings. Then a David is given to ask for the special favor and the special help of the Lord. But then a David is not given to say, in the first place, me. Oh, he has included himself. But Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Then it is the desire of David that light of the Lord's friendly face, that it may shine upon his fellow man, that they may be given to see the blessedness of the service of the Lord, that his fellow man, that they may experience the wonderful things of free and sovereign grace. Oh, in this petition of a David lies the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. And now when a David is given to ask in this petition, then have you heard of congregation? Then David, in the midst of his trials, then in the first place he does not ask, Lord, wilt thou take that difficulty and that persecutor away? We may ask it. But David, in the first place, has asked, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. It's not in the first place it may be included, because that petition also speaks of prosperity. But then he asks that the light of the Lord's countenance may shine upon him. Thus then a David, he knew and he has experienced that even in the midst of trials and difficulties, that they can be special. Many times they are special, unforgettable, and profitable times for the child of God. And that under their difficulties, the Lord may come over, skipping, as we read in the Song of Solomon, the second chapter, the 8th verse, skipping over the mountains, leaping over the hills of sin and unbelief, then it is good. And I read in Hebrews 12, verse 11, that the chastisements at the present, they are not joyous, but afterward they bear the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Thus, what an instruction, congregation. Thus, boys and girls, in this petition, do you know what is specially included? Lord, wilt thou convert me and give me a new heart? That is the most important. As when we may have the favor of the Lord and that light, how is it now possible that the Lord may shine with the light left of the light of his countenance upon us? Because we have sinned, we have ruined everything in paradise. That separation is so great. And the Lord, in his justice, he can never lift that light of his countenance upon us in his divine favor. Do you know how that is possible, congregation? Because one has come that has experienced that the light of his Father's countenance was withdrawn in a special way, and that especially on the cross of Calvary. He is hung there, naked, with the sins of his church. And he has experienced the fourth cross word. He did not say, Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? 3 hours darkness, experience the wrath of his Father, and in that way, where he has satisfied justice for his people, there is a way. It is only through that precious mediator between God and man that he can lift up his countenance upon the children of men. Let us first sing. Psalter 414, let us only sing the second stanza. But thou, Jehovah, art a shield about my heart, my hope and sure reliance. Thou in the hour of dread dost lift my weary head and biddest them defiance. And what follows, 414, only the second stanza. Blessed childlike faith portrayed for us and our children on New Year's Day. The trials of faith, the prayer by faith, and now thirdly, the gladness in faith. Then David was given to express, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. The world has a very different conception of what gladness is than the true church have many examples in the Bible where the world was so taken up to seek their gladness. A Haman, when he was honored, a Nebuchadnezzar in the building of his Babylon, the Pharisees in their self-righteousness, and in how many things is the world given to seek their gladness and not to despise what the Lord grants in the outward things. The Lord still grants many good things. And Solomon has written in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. But they are for the time, the beginning of another year. Should we not ask the question, what is thy only comfort in life and death, and the good things which the Lord so liberally and undeservedly grants? They shall all come to an end. We can take nothing along. And then we would do well to examine our hearts whether the temporal blessings and his goodness, whether that brings us closer to the Word of God, or that it causes us to depart from the Word of God. And now what David is given to speak of a gladness, which the Spirit, that joy, that rejoicing, which the Lord gives to his people. And then David, then he uses special words to describe the greatness of that gladness. Thou wast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time than their corn and their wine increased. We must be a farmer to understand those words. What a sweet thing it is, what a precious matter for a farmer. When he has labored, the Lord may bless his labors. When he may be given to bale his hay, and that in the evening hours, that a farmer and his wife, his family, that they may hear the rain descend from heaven. Oh, what a gladness that puts in the heart of a farmer. What a joy there is when in the fall, when the Lord has given a crop to harvest, and when there may come a moment that his field work may be finished, then there is gladness and many reasons to acknowledge the Lord. But now with David, he does not deny that gladness, those precious and good things. But David is now given to speak of a gladness that is deeper, that is more profound, that it cannot really be compared to those other gladnesses. That is that gladness which Christ has merited for his church. He has become sorrowful, he has expressed in Matthew 26, verse 38, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. David is given to express, do you hear it, young and old, the gladness for the child of God. That is that gladness that the child may experience when the Lord grants that instruction, who he is, of for an unworthy and a sinful people. That is their gladness, when they may be humble to the lowest. That is their gladness, when they may be instructed in the mysteries of salvation, how it is possible, oh, a blessed thing, to experience the light of His countenance over us, but now so needful for the church, that they are given to be led into the mysteries of salvation, a saving knowledge of the Son of God. He is called the light of the world in John 8, verse 12. Oh, it is a gladness that the prophet Habakkuk has spoken of in chapter 3, the verses 17 and 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, and neither shall fruit be on the vines, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd be in the stall. Thus then the prophet is given to speak of great troubles and great judgments. No crop on the field. When he would go to his barn, then the stall would be empty. There would not be a flock in the field. And yet the prophet, he had the portion of the children of God granted by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Yet, will I rejoice in the God of my salvation. Our last thought, the rest through faith. And then we read that a David is added, a fruit of that faith, a fruit of that gladness. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Then a David by faith, even in the midst of his trials, we do not read they were gone. But when a David was given to look outside of himself, above the circumstances, when he was given to look upwards upon his great God who has saved him, then a David may entrust all his cares, we read thereof, in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you. And then a David in the evening, oh, it can be, not so much for our boys and girls, though it can also be, that when you go to bed at night, that you have worries, maybe a test you have to write, other concerns. But as we become older, then they only become greater. Because boys and girls, your father and mother does not tell you everything. All the worries and all the concerns they have. And also in the evening, then it can be a long time before we fall asleep. It's a blessing when it may be concerning the things of the Lord. But now with David, then he may express, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. We could compare David for our little children, boys and girls. Then at night, let us think of a winter evening when there is a big snowstorm. The wind is howling, and then your father or mother, hope they read a portion when you cannot read yourself, something profitable, some good, and after you have prayed, that they tuck you under the blankets, and that outwardly you have no cares. Maybe you think of the rabbits, the deers, the pheasants, the birds, whether they have a hiding place from the storm, but that in your home, that we could say outwardly, when you are tucked under the blankets, no worries. You trust that your father and mother, that they shall care for you in all things. Of course, boys and girls, I hope that there are times that you also think about your soul and that you have many cares and that you are given to cry unto the Lord. That is what David is expressing. I read in Matthew 18, verse 3, except we become as little children, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then David has closed, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. What a blessed portion of a David. Oh, what that solemn. Then we can begin the year. Then we can go through the year. And the time shall come that the Lord shall take us out of this life. In the Bible, in different places, death is called a sleep. And then the child of God, then he may lay down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. We read in Psalm 21, verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. May that be the portion of us and our children. The psalmist in Psalm 143, verse 8, has declared, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, that I may trust in thee. The psalmist in Psalm 36, verse 7, O Lord, how excellent are thy loving kindnesses. Therefore the children of men will place their trust under the shadow of thy wings. May it please the God of all grace to work lovingly and irresistibly amongst us and our children in the year 2021. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the blessed portion of the psalmist which thou was granted by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Ah, that was not his work, because he has also spoken unadvisably with his lips one day. I shall perish by the hand of Saul, but it could not be, because thou hast promised him a portion that he would become king. O Lord, bind us more and more together as poor sinners at thy throne of grace. Well, to remember the family circles, watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Remember the family circle that is called upon to bring their dear father to the grave. Well, to remember and uphold on account of circumstances. Then it shall be confined to the family circle. Lord, give a word to speak. Well, thou forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 247, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And what follows? 247, 1, 2, 5, and 6. Thank you.
Reverend Adams and congregation, I'd like to read a few words out of 2 Timothy and thereof chapter 4. I charge thee, and therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Thus far God's word. Reverend Adams, here God's word comes to speak unto his servants, I charge thee. There is a charge is placed upon thee from above, from God's word, to be instant in season and out of season. We will take our Dutch translation, and then we would say timely and untimely. Now in the time that we live, together with our congregation, then we would say it is out of season, it is untimely, and that the word has to go forth in the midst of us. But that is not according to God's word, for we are to be instant in season. And that is now your charge, Reverend Adams, that the Lord gives you, but it is also an encouragement that he places upon you, that you may continue to bring God's word in the times that we live, the times where it seems that the sheep are all scattered upon the mountains, that we cannot come together as we are used to, instant in season, in the time of leisure, and then everything seems to go well. But the Lord is the same also in the times out of season. For there is no untimeliness by the Lord, for all is done according to his holy degree and to his providence. That's why we may still have a servant, and that is why, Reverend Adams, you still have a work to do in the midst of us. May it please the Lord to be with you in this year that we have begun together, and to richly bless his word for the coming of his kingdom. We are unworthy, and the judgments of the Lord are round about us. We could say they are in the midst of us. The Lord is speaking unto us, but we are yet to continue, for that is the charge that is placed upon us, that is placed upon God's servants. And may it then be that it may be used for the true conversion amongst us and our children. May the Lord remember you, together with your family, together with your old mother. May he look upon you and give you courage to go forth. And also, congregation, this word speaks unto us. For it says, with long suffering and with doctrine, that we have to be reproved, rebuked. That is the task of your minister, is to point out our faults, your faults, my faults, according to God's word. That is not always an easy task, but they remain to be honest. They have to preach according to the word. May it then be used also in this new begun year, and may it be seen amongst us that the Lord still has a work to do in our midst of us, that there may be a turning unto him, and that we may inquire, and that we may be given to bow before him and to seek him, and that we may be given to stand together, especially in a time like this, for that it may please the Lord to bring us together again in his house. Lord, remember those also that are listening along at home, and give us together a little courage to go forth in this new begun year. I thought we would sing to our minister from Psalter number 112, and there of the first stanza, "Before thy people I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. Thou knowest, Lord, that I have made thy great salvation known, thy truth and faithfulness displayed, thy loving kindness shown." 112, stanza 1, standing, and would you please remain standing after the psalter is sung.
Thank you for the kind words, and may the Lord fulfill them. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.